Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 25 Mabasa 2022 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto akutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impupu, kukhwela ijukela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwela imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada.
Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimoto ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi iZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimisi abasukumele phezulu ngayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa kuBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqo ele Highlanders bakala ngokuthi bahlukunyizwe ngamapolisa ngomgqibelo eShabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala leli FC Platinum. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulomsakazo. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa eyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Intengo entsha yamafutha epetulo yehle isuka ku-$1.67 ele US dollar yaya ku-US dollar $1.63. Ngakwelinye icele kuZulu ukhonona ngokukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ukuphekisa okwethusayo. Ngeviki edluleyo abenkampani ye-United Refineries Limited bakhuthaze uhulumende ukubana abavumele ukusebenzisa imali yakwamanye amazwe ukuze bahlenge inkampani yawo ngoba ukusilela kwalimali kubabuyisela muva. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
IZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority bethule umbiko wenguquko kuntengo yamafutha emota besithi kuhambelana lenhlaba wonke. Umnumzana Effort Ncube, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ebona ngamalungelo abathengi e-National Consumer Rights Association, INACORA, uthi uhulumende kumele abone akwenzayo ngemali yelizwe elokhu iqhubekela phambili isehla isisindo.
Ukukhwela kwamafutha ezimoto akutsho ukuthi kuzakhwela yonke into ilandela khona lapho kuzakhwela impupu, kukhwela ijukela, kukhwela amafutha, kukhwele omahlamvu, kukhwele imbhida, kukhwele yonke into isepa le transport nje yokugada abantu besiye endaweni ezihlukahlukeneyo. Akulanto ezasala emuva ngokuba ekukhweleni kwamafutha ezimota kufuqa yonke into iqanse lapho osomabhizinisi sebedlulisela ubunzima kubathengi. Ngakho kuyadingeka ukuthi uhulumende enze into efaneleyo, alungise ilizwe, alungise umnotho. Ngokuba lo mnotho uyaxega kawumanga kahle, yikho kulula ukuthi izinto zikhwele siya phezulu. Imali yeZimbabwe ilahlekelwa ngamandla okwenza izinto ziqanise siya phezulu.
Umnumzana Nkanyiso Bebe isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uthi ukuhlanganiswa kwamafutha okuthiwa yiZera kutsho ukuthi amafutha ayabe engasahlali ezimoteni.
Ukwehliswa kwentengo yamafutha ezimota lugatsha lweZera siyakwamukela sibili, hayi siyakwamukela, kodwa ke sinanzelela ukuthi hayi asokwehla vele khona okutheni. Laba abathengisa amafutha ezimota bebevele bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo, bahleli bethengisa phezu kwayona le intengo eyabe iqanjwe yiZera. So lakhathesa kusuze kusimangalisa ukuthi vele bazaqhubeka benjalo bethengisa ngeprice ephezulu kulaleyo vele eqanjiweyo. Kanti ke futhi okunye sikunanzelela i-blending le iZera isikhuluma ngayo ukuthi amafutha sokumele aye ku-E10, kutsho ukuthi amafutha azabe sephephuka, azabe engasahlali vele ezimoteni. Ngoba abevele engahlali wona kakhulu ngesikhathi kuthiwa akula blending eyenzakalayo.
Unkosikazi Linda Siziba uthi ukukhuphuka kwentengo yamafutha ezimota kukhweza intengo yempahla zonke.
Nxa ifuel lokhu iqansa kutsho ukuthi amaprice zezinto zonke vele lawo azaqana and ipetrol yona ikhangani yehlile kumbiko lophuma kuzera kodwa nje emagarajini lokhu vele between $65 isiya ku $69 yabo kambe kulempile ekhona phakathi kweRussia leUkraine kodwa kanti kungani ukuthi ifuel yeZimbabwe iyaqansa kwedlula ifuel yeGoli langali khathe sama salaries vele ame one dawu akhwelanga kodwa siyabona ukuthi izinto zayo zilokhu zikhwela zisiyali imlevi singasela value esiholayo.
Unkosikazi Melody Msipha, omunye wabathengisa emkambo, uthi sekunzima ukuthi bathole amafutha okuphekisa ngentengo ephansi, njalo awasabonwa.
Ukukhwezwa mchokocho kwefuyelo kuyazibulala kakhulu nxa sikhangela i-cooking oil ngendlela ekhwele ngayo. Kubuhlungu kakhulu kithi esithengisayo, siyithola nzima njalo idula. Okokuthi ngabe amankampani amakhulu enza njengathi ukuthi wayiwode nge-foreign currency ukuze i-business ingawi sonke sincedane.
Intengo yamafutha e-diesel isuke kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili amadola eZimbabwe, $218.01, yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi ayisithupha, $264.77. Ngemali yeMelika ikhwele ngamasenti amathathu i-3 cents, isuke ku-$0.68 yaya ku-$0.71. Iphetulo yona ngemali yalapha eZimbabwe isuka kumadola angamakhulu amabili phose lamashumi amabili, $216.78, yaya kumadola angamakhulu amabili lamashumi amahlanu, $254.40. Ngemali yeMelika yehle ngamasenti amane, i-4 cents, isuke ku-$0.67 yaya ku-$0.63. Imizamo yokuxhumana lomqondisi we-United Refugee Limited uMnumzana Busisa Moyo yehlule ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe. Kodwa kuviki ephelileyo ekhuluma lephephandaba le-Newsday ubekhala ngokuba intengo ezijiyeneyo ezokuthenga imali yaphandle yelizwe zibathwalisa nzima njalo kubaphambanisa umsebenzi okugcina kudale ukuba intengo yamafutha ilayo iqanse. Ngimele Studio 7 yikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uyaqala kusasa kobulawayo. Abenkampani iqondisa lombukiso bathi sokubhalise osomabhizimusi abedlula amakhulu amahlanu abaveze isifiso sokuzabukisa lonyaka. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ekobulawayo.
Kuyaphithizela kuluthuli kobulawayo ngaphambilini kokuqala kusasa kombukiso wezokuthengiselana owaZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuze kuyefika insonto kulabo somabhizimusi abasuka phetsheya kolwandle ezwekazi le-Afrika lawaphakathi kwelizwe. Umgcini sihlalo wenkampani yeZimbabwe International Trade Fair uMnumzana Busisa Moyo uchasise kabanzi ngombukiso walonyaka emhlanganweni lentatheli izindaba owenzelwe ku-ZITF wobulawayo.
Umbukiso omkhulu wabosomabhizimisi i-ZITF 2022 uyaqala kusasa. Siyajabula ngendlela osomabhizimusi abasukumele phezulu ngayo belungisela lumbukiso. Sikhuluma nje iningi labo sebefikile bazatshona la mhlabeqedisa ukulungisela indawo zabo zokubukisa andubana ukuqala umbukiso kusasa. Ngalesi sikhathi amakampani asebhalise ukuzobukisa impahla zabo asedlula amakhulu amane, over 400. Kuwona lawo kuzabe kulamanye amazwe alichumi lane, 14 foreign nations azabe ebukisa impahla ezenziwa kubo.
Umnumzana Moyo uqhubekele phambili echaza ngokulandelwa kweziqondiso ze-COVID-19 ngamalanga ombukiso we-ZITF.
Sizabe siwenza lo mbukiso silandela okusemthethweni mayelana nge-COVID-19. Siyacela ukuthi wonke umuntu oza kulo mbukiso ezebukisa into abazenzayo abuye esithi ngama-exhibitors kumele babe le-PCR test kumbe i-rapid test uma bengena ukuze ebukisa impahla lapha e-ZITF. Ngolwesihlanu lapho esenza khona ukuvulwa kwe-ZITF okusemthethweni umongameli lapho evula i-ZITF, kuzadingakala njalo ukuthi wonke umuntu ozayo abe layo i-rapid test kumbe i-PR test ukuthi angene abukele lokho okuzabe kusenzakala ngolwesihlanu lapho umongameli evula i-ZITF ka-2022.
Umphathintambo wakobulawayo unkosikazi Judith Ncube uthi wamukela ngenjabulo enkulu izethekeli ezize kuleli dolobho zilanda umbukiso we-ZITF.
Impela kuyena leviki siqala ukwamukela izethekeli zethu. Sizamukele emzini wamakhosi lamakhosikazi obulawayo ku-ZITF iZimbabwe International Trade Fair. Sithanda ukuthi sibikele izethekeli zethu labo bonke abantu ukuthi bamukelekile abazizwe besekhaya. Abantu bakobulawayo abantu abalobuntu abahlonipha esinye sizalwa.
Ingcweti ezicubungula ezomnotho zithi umbukiso we-ZITF uzaletha ibhizimusi edolobheni leli kanye laselizweni jikelele. Ohlaziya ezomnotho umnumzana Zibusiso Mkhwananzi ulombono ofanayo.
Yikuthi into leyi ikakhulu ngathi uyakhangela ngapha ngoluhlwini lemandebeleni kuletha I singathi movement of i-business singathi movement especially esikhangela ngokutshintshana kwemali ezandleni kakhulu.
Umbukiso walonyaka ogijima ngendikimba ethi rethink, reimagine, reinvent value chains for economic development uyaqala mhla ka 26 Mabasa uze uyephela mhla ka 30 Mabasa. Umongameli Uhuru Kenyatta wele Kenya obekhangelwelwe ukuvula umbukiso we-ZITF walonyaka kaseyi kubuya kulandela ukubhubha kukamnumzana Mwai Kibaki wayengumongameli wele Kenya. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye owethule lesi saziso kuthange eHarare. Mhla ka 26 kusiya ku 28 Mabasa ngamalanga ababukisayo okuzaba lemihlangano ehlukeneyo egoqela iZITF Innovators Forum, iZITF Business Conference, iConnect Africa Symposium leDiplomats Forum. Kusukela mhla ka 29 kusiya ku 30 Mabasa iZITF izavulelwa uZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Tambo Mnangagwa nguye okhangelelwe ukuvula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 29 Mabasa. Ngimele iStudio 7 yobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Abe Operation Dudula abachochozela udlakela oluqondisiwe obokuzabe funa baphuma baphele kwele South Africa sebengenalala labo abathwala ukudla endaweni zokudlela ama restaurants bekuhambisa kwabathenga lokhu kudla ebulenjini beinternet. Lokhu kwenzakala izizalwane zakwele South Africa zisithi sizikhathele ngokuza ababathathela imisebenzi njalo bethengisa izidakamizwa besenza lobugebengu. Ukhiphe stube usethulela lolu daba.
Umnumzana Ndlandla lapsindlameni okhokhela inhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula namhla wethule umbiko enkundleni yokuxhumana e-Twitter esithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi izizalwane zakwale South Africa zithathe ngamandla imisebenzi yalabo abathola ukudla okuthengwa ebulenjini be-internet bekuhambisa ezindlini lemisebenzini. UDlamini uthi inhlanganiso yakhe isithuthuna imisebenzi eminingi njengoba kukhanya engani uhulumende kamongameli Cyril Ramaphosa kafisa ukungenela kudaba lolu. UMnumzana Teboho Sikhondo isizalwane sakwale South Africa esisekela okwenziwa yinhlanganiso ye-Operation Dudula uthi abantu bokuza benza okungaqondanga elizweni lakwale South Africa.
Ukuthi baphushe le nto ukuthi izwe libe nomthetho ku-right. Mele umthetho urestore.
No akona ukuthi azibafuna abafethu. Inkinga nje nabo abakhuzana. Makungaba khona ukukhuzana ukuthi mawazi ukuthi umkhaya wakhe akekho right umkhuzi ukuthi ngoba ekugcineni impi mayisuka abantu abasabheki ukuthi ubani uphumaphi sebabheka ukuthi wonke umuntu uyinhlupho kahle kahle.
lokhuma ngaphandle.
Kodwa uthi kubi kakhulu okwenziwa ngabanye abantu kwele South Africa ababulala u-Elvis Nyathi e-Deep Sloot.
Ukufa kumuntu akusiyo into esingayikhondona leyo sithi into ungathi kufinja, no, umuntu lohambile akusiyona inja, futhi angeke nje kahle kahle ngivumele into enjalo. Ngoba uyabona into yenzekile, iproblem yaze iqala lapho na babhumi. Iqala la ku media. I-media inenkinga enkulu especially la eSouth Africa, ngazi yaseZimbabwe. But i-media yala eSouth Africa iyona ifuela izinto ngesinye isikhathi. Uyabo? Then egcineni kuze kuphume lokuthi abantu vele abasenandaba. Yabona even ngasho ukuthi nalapho kunomuntu ovele ezinye izinto like kakhulukazi ezikhava ezenzeka makushone abantu base-South Africa abazikhava, then makushone mhlawumbe umuntu wangaphandle bayazikhava. That's when lento leyo enye yezinto ezidala ini ukuthi kube kutheleke upetrol emlilweni.
Lokhu kusekelwa ngunkosazana Nonkululeko Sithole, isizalwane sakwale-South Africa esihlala e-Cape Town, othi abantu bakuza bamosha kwele South Africa.
Awukwazi ukuhamba uyongena esibayeni somunye umuntu. First of all, ungena ngokungemthetho. Secondly, uyaganga. Kunabantu abezela ngokungemthetho abamoshayo as they please. And then ngeke baze babanjwe ngoba abanama documents. And then akusiwa amaZimbabweans kuphela amosha le country la. Ngihlala eKempton Park. Yabona manje kube kuthiwa ngisebenzisa i-Wi-Fi bengizophuma nale phone yami le nginibonise. Ama-Nigerians agcwele estradini afida iy'ngane zethu ama-drugs, athengisa ama-drugs, which is wrong.
Unkosazana Hlanjiwe Sithole odabuka kwele Zimbabwe uthi okwamanje kusobala ukuba umnotho wakwele South Africa uyabhidlika. Uyakhala ngokukhahlanyezwa kwabantu bokuza abenza imisebenzi ephansi labanye.
I say you South Africa lana esasiyazi from kudala iyaphansi ayiphezulu, bekunanzelele kodwa benga-accuse ama-foreigners njalo ukuze ilizwe labo lirane. Kumele babonge la ama-foreigners because amaZimbabwe athatha any job, ama-foreigners adubekile athatha any job abangakwanisi ukuzenzela bona ngokwabo, abayifuni leyo msebenzi. Khathesi umfowethu kufelefele ukuba ngugadena, ugadena sure ukudayisa amatamatisi ulalela umuntu isipaza sakuthana udayiselana amatamatisi. Kule msebenzi abangayilwela bakithi, abangayilwela belwelisane le-government ukuthi hawu liqhatshelana ama-foreigners, thina sikhona la sithwele izetifiketi zethu nanzi, kodwa liprefer ukuyathatha abantu omakhelwane njani? Lokho kuyazwakala, hayikho lokho athi lokho okuthi abakubulawela umuntu ukuthi ungugadela.
Kulabanye abantu abadabuka eZimbabwe abethuswe ngumkhakhaso we-Operation Dudula abathi sebebuyela ekhaya. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise-Washington DC, ngingo-Gibbs Dube.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuphithizela ukwenzakala kobulawayo phambilini kokuqala kombukiso wezokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair, ZITF, SASA. Abatsha baseZimbabwe babikwa sebekhokhela ekusabalaliseni ulwazi lokucebisana ukwenqabela inkinga abahlangana lazo empilweni zokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokudala imikhuhlane yengqondo okuyisimo esengezelelwe yikuhlala ezindlini phansi kweziqondiso zokuvimba i-COVID-19 eze-lockdown. Intethele izindaba yethu uMark Peter Ntambe usethulela lolu daba.
Abatsha eHarare baphakathi kwemikhankaso ejonge ukufundisana lokulimukisana kunye lokuqinisana kudubo lokungahlaliseki engqondweni osokutholakala ukuba sokubhahile phakathi kwabo.
We never know what you're going to go through tomorrow. We never know what you're going through today.
Osakhulayo okhokhela inhlanganiso e-Young People Mental Health Trust uTawanda Murepa uthi injongo yokusabalalisa ulwazi lokukhuthaza abatsha ukuba bethole uncedo ngoba sokulodubo elizweni kulandela isifo se-COVID-19.
According to Dr. Mashando from WHO, last year she highlighted that there was actually 50% spike.
Ngokutsho kukadokotela Mashando owehlanganiso ye-World Health Organization, kube lokwengezelela kwe-50% kuma-mental health kwabatsha.
Uqhubeka ethi ukuphanana amacebo kuhle kakhulu ngoba benanzelela ukuthi iningi labatsha lifela ngaphakathi, lingaphumi egcekeni ukuze bephathiswe, bese sabela ukukhangelelwa phansi okuthiwa yi-stigma. Abatsha ngokwabo bathi isimo esinje sibachiya bezibona besalela muva, kudale njalo ukuhlukumezeka okunje.
Singakhangela i-social media, i-Facebook lokunye, sibona engani abanye benza kakuhle sibili okudlula thina.
Unkosazana Tari Romandaza wenhlanganiso ephathisa kundaba ezifana lokungahlaliseki engqondweni okuthiwa ngama-neurological disorders, nalabo abagcina ke besiba nemikhuhlane yengqondo kubangela ukusebenzisa izidakamizi, and Newe Foundation uthi ngaphandle kokulimukisana labatsha kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba abatsha bephathiswe ngendlela engenza ukuba ukukhathala okunje abalakho.
Let's create projects for them, like keeping livestock, doing a lot of activities, like creating recreational parks for them so that they can relax their mind.
Amathuba lendawo zokuzilibazisa sibatholise imisebenzi okungenza behlaliseke.
Ummeli wabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba, u-Child Ambassador kuZimbabwe United Nations Association Zuna, uNkosazana Shalom Mpangabano uthi lo msebenzi mkhulu sibili, njalo ugoqela labatsha abalenkinga yokungahlalisekanga engqondweni ukuze babonisane ngokwabo ukuba usizo lukhona sibili, njalo kumele bathathe lelo thuba lokuthola uncedo bengabile nhloni loba ukwesaba ukuncediswa.
Our event is here to give free access to anyone because it's service above us. We are here to help the youth because we are there.
Sisebenzelana lenhlanganiso ezincedayo, ngakho lokhu kunikeza abatsha usekelo kungela mbadalo.
Iningi labatsha eZimbabwe likhala ngokusilela kwemisebenzi lamathuba okusungula inhlelo ezingabaphilisa ngendlela engcono, okucinake kubachiya bezulazula bengaselalo lethemba elakusasa elihle, kugcine kukhokhelela ekuthini abanye babo bazibone sebeleni kinga yokusebenzisa izidakamizi bengananzelelanga ngenxa yokuswela okukwenza. Uhulumende uthi ukusetshenziswa kwezidakamizi soluludubo oluphose lube lubhubhane kwele Zimbabwe, okulilizwe elalingelalo loludubo lubhekelwa kuphela kumabonakude lusenzakala emazweni aphetsheya. Kungaleso sizathu sewabumba idale labaphatha intambo ele-Cabinet Committee lokulwisana laloludubo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, ngingumark Peter Ntambe.
Kwezemidlalo, abalandeli beqembu lenguqu ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo ezishabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele-FC Platinum emdlalweni owe-Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. Intethelo izindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji umsipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umdlalo wenguqu obuphakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum lele-Highlanders awusafikanga emaphethelweni ngomgqibelo ngemva kokuba kube lobudlwangudlwangu, kodwa umsekeli weqembu le-Highlanders uNkosilathi Phiri uthi leso simo besingavikeleka.
Akwenza le mandaba kubuhlungu. First of all, ama-supporters e-Highlanders kwamela ayifika ingene ground, lokho vele it's a big no. But indlela amapolisa ayingena ngayo situation it was wayward. The only need ukuthi i-tear gas because situation is calm down. After ukuthi i-tear gas baqhubeka futhi phandle outside the grounds bechawa supporters lo mgqibelo black and white. No, unapho sinxaba kumele bebambe few individual labangenileyo bebavalele, not u-reactor ngokuchaya abantu outside the ground. No, that was uncalled for.
Umdlalo umiswe ngemva kokuba iqembu le-FC Platinum seliphiwe umbeko asewusele imizuzu engaphansi kwelitshumi ukuba umdlalo ufike emaphethelweni. Bezingutshikilobhanqa 1-1 ngaleso sikhathi. Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uNesh Mgogwera uthi laye uzibonele ngamehlo abalandeli beqembu le-Highlanders bedudulwa kabuhlungu edolobheni lasezishabane.
Umdlalo usimisiwe. Amapholisa aqhubeke noma sephandle echaya wonke umuntu owayegqoke ezimnyama lezimhlophe, bechaya labasezimoteni basuka baze bafika kona le dropen la sesabana besithi abafuna umuntu e dropen ngakhangela lapha nako bafike emavinkilini amakhulu athengise ukudla abantu sebedinga ukudla bachaya abantu bakhijima sibili amakilomitha angaba mhlawumbe 5 siya ku 10 bebaleka edrobheni beqonda ngendlela yakobulawayo.
Eyinye njalo intathela izindaba ezemidlalo. Umuzi wethu Hadebe uthi ukuphoselwa kwentuthu erhitshayo kufakela abantu abamsulwa engozini.
Ngibona i-tear gas isuke yaphambanisa into eziningi ngoba isuke yasi-affecta ngisho labadlali benguqu ngoba iphose abadlali bamaqembu amabili wona lawo elokhu esenkundleni kwazokuthi lalabo-ke akade besemsebenzini abasike bathi ngama-official broadcaster labo belokhu besathatha imifanekiso yabo lokhu kusenzakala. Ngibona-ke lokhu kuba yingozi enkulu kakhulu bekuqakathekile mhlawumbe ukubana kuqalwe kuvikelwe ama-players kuvikelwe labo-ke abasemsebenzini. Intuthu yona leyo ye-tear gas hhayi sihoshile sibili sike sathwala nzima kodwa ayisincedisene nabanye.
Inhlanganiso ye-Premier Soccer League ikhangelelwe ukukhupha isinqumo phezu kwalo mdlalo wona umiswe kusele imizuzu eyisithupha ukwawufike komlindo uyacina. Eminye imidlalo yesigaba se-Premier Soccer League edlalwe ngempela viki edluleyo iphele kanje. Iqembu le-Cranbourne Bullets linqobele i-Rentals nge-1 kanya. Iqembu le-Dynamos linqobele i-Manyika Diamonds lalo nge-1 kanya. Ibulawayo Chiefs inqobe i-Wawa nge-1-0. Iqembu le-Triangle United linqobele i-Capes United nge 2-1. Iqembu le-10X linqotshwe ngeleyada nge-3-1. Iqembu le-Harare City lele-Black Rhinos abe ngujikelo bhanqa 0-0. Iqembu le-Chicken Inn linqobe le-Bulawayo City nge-1 kanya. Kuthi iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqotshwe nge-1 kanya ngelengezi Platinum. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-Dynamos yilo eliyale lilokhu liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo linemiklomelo ngamashumi amabili lesithupha njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Chicken Inn lona elihlezi endaweni yesibili. Ngiyimele Studio 7 koBulawayo Joseph Njanji.
Umsakazo we-Voice of America osakaza kuzwekazi le-Africa okugoqela eleZimbabwe ususebenzisa i-satellite SES 5 ku-band le-C-band. Nxa lifisa ukuba kwazi okuningi ngalokhu, ngenani ebulenjini be-internet livule ikhasi le-VOA Ndebele elithi www.voandebele.com. Okunye uza kuthola ebulenjini bokuxhumana obe-Facebook ku-VOA Ndebele laku-Twitter ku-VOA Ndebele. Saqhubekela phambili silethulela indaba ezilohlonzi ngendlela esiphakeme. Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.
Ngehlukani izihlobo wothi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela. Abenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority sebeguqule intengo yamafutha ezimota ebikwa kuyiyo ebisibangela ukungami kuhle kwentengo yento yonke elizweni. Umbukiso omkhulu wezokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair 2022 uyaqala kusasa koBulawayo. Abalandeli beqembu lenguqo ele-Highlanders bakhala ngokuthi bahlukunyezwe ngamapholisa ngomgqibelo eshabane lapho lelo qembu eliye ladlala lele-FC Platinum. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Olivalelisayo ngukhakusethe Jeremiah ngisithi asidibaneni ngo-6:30 kusasa ekuseni. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voaindebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.